Now, it's known as laughing gas, whippets and NOS, but nitrous oxide is being imported into the country on a huge scale by criminal gangs. It's being sold to children as young as 12 years old, and it's causing life-changing health problems for those using it. That's all in a Primetime report examining the subject tonight on RTE1. And Primetime's Conor Wilson joins us now in studio. Conor, it sounds like this is something that's causing huge problems.
Yeah, morning, Laura. This is something we've been looking at for a while, and to be honest, we were quite taken aback at how prevalent it seems to be. Certainly the volume of discarded canisters that we came across in parks, on the streets, particularly outside nightclubs, was far more than we expected.
Conor, for people who might not be familiar with them, what are these canisters like?
Well, listeners will probably have seen them around, even if they don't know what they're looking at. A few years ago, it was more likely to be small silver capsules. But over the last 2 or 3 years, as demand has surged, you're more likely to come across large, heavy-duty cylinders that can weigh a little over a kilo or up to 2.5 kilos. They actually look like something that's used in construction. They're quite industrial in appearance with different brand names on them. And they even come in fruit flavours now. What people typically do is release the nitrous oxide gas into balloons and then inhale it from the balloons to get a short rush. It's primarily being used by young people, teenagers, but as you just said, we found that some children as young as 12 years old are using it.
Conor, this is proving to be big business for criminals.
Very big business. Nitrous oxide is not a controlled substance under the Misuse of Drugs Act and has some legitimate uses in catering and in medicine. It can be bought and sold legally for those purposes. But it is covered by the Psychoactive Substances Act, and it's illegal to buy and sell it for human consumption, so inhaling it. We filmed this week in Dublin Port with Revenue and Customs. They say they've had a big increase in the amounts they're seizing over the last 2 years. At the moment, they're seizing about 1,000 canisters a week. We can now hear from Thomas Talbot. He's responsible for Revenue's criminal investigation operation.
In the last 2 years, we've seized about 100,000 canisters, majority coming through Dublin Port and Rosslare, and are coming through pallet loads, in containers, and then coming through to the ports and then being distributed throughout the country. And we're talking 97-98% of it is coming through the ports. So it's organised crime.
Now, importantly, you've also been looking at the health implications for people using nitrous oxide.
Well, over the last number of years, quite a few doctors have already spoken out about the kind of conditions or injuries that they're treating that have been caused by nitrous oxide. So people often pass out when they inhale it because it displaces oxygen that's in the lungs, so you get injuries from falls. Plastic surgeons have spoken out about having to treat serious freeze burns. But there are also complex neurological issues. Some people who use it can end up with nerve damage, which in some cases can lead to paralysis and needing to use a wheelchair. Dr. Hugh Carney is a consultant neurologist in St. James's Hospital, and he told us that there is an increased frequency with which they are treating patients. And before we hear him, people should bear in mind that this is the neurology department, so people's symptoms are often quite advanced before he even sees them.
They will have lost the ability to walk. They may not be able to use their hands properly. They may need to be bedbound or use a wheelchair. And this is a young person who was fit and well, healthy, maybe a week before this began. We probably see somewhere between 2 and 3 people per week with neurotoxicity from nitrous oxide. And I suppose, to put that in context, that's not dissimilar to the frequency of neurotoxicity we see from alcohol. But the difference is that alcohol's toxicity is well known, it's well described. There are very strong public health campaigns, and there are limits for alcohol that are within scientific guidelines, but none of that exists for nitrous oxide.
Conor, perhaps the most striking thing there from Dr. Hugh Carney from St. James's Hospital is that issue of neurotoxicity and how the numbers are being treated for this from nitrous oxide are the same as those being treated for alcohol.
Yeah, it is striking. So when we're talking about neurotoxicity, we're essentially talking about nerve damage. And when you think about the number of people in this country who drink alcohol and even drink excessive amounts of alcohol, that really puts those numbers in perspective, because the numbers being treated for nitrous oxide would be from a much smaller overall base. And Dr. Carney also pointed out that his colleagues across the country are seeing similar figures. This is a nationwide problem.
Now, Dr. Carney also mentioned a lack of awareness. Has it been going under the radar to some degree?
I think that's probably true, and it's part of the reason we wanted to examine this in closer detail. There isn't a lot of official data when it comes to nitrous oxide use in this country. We don't have good prevalence data. So we've tried to build a picture based on what we could find out about the amounts coming into the country and what people like Dr. Carney can tell us about what they're seeing in the hospitals.
Conor Wilson, thank you so much. People can see this and a lot more in your report on tonight's Prime Time at 9:35 on RTE1 and on the RTE Player.